Next item on the agenda is Robert Buchanan, Oyster Planting Ground, application 2015-174. Is this connected to the next item as well, Mr. Sag? Or are they separate?
They're definitely separate. They are adjacent to each other, and they have a little bit of common history, but I'll explain that as part of the...
Proceed.
They're pretty much independent.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Back with two of my 115 protested applications that you'll be hearing in the next who knows how many years.
to that point, seriously, brings up an issue. How many do you have that are protested right now that need to be heard by the commission? Mr. Zedrin?
Some of them I may resolve, but I have 115 that are protested at the moment.
So that means we have 115 backlog that need to, at worst case scenario, need to be heard by this commission. There may come a time when we get, and we'll discuss this when everybody's back, where we may need to have additional commission meetings to, as we would say, clear the docket. We would not have to have all commission members here for each one. Obviously, every member is invited and I'd like to have participate, but we may end up in a situation where if I can get a quorum, and we may take several days to work on these to reduce the backlog, so don't be surprised after maybe the first of the year, or maybe sooner, that I may ask you for special commission meetings to clear this docket up, because I am, it's not just within here that we have the issue, it's from without as well, and these folks do have a right to be heard within a reasonable time, so I'll be getting back with y'all as far as that's concerned, because I know you just love the pay that you get to come to these meetings. Very well paid at nothing, but anyway, that might be in the offing, so don't be surprised if I call you. And then, of course, we can always discuss it. We can decide that, or we can have meetings till midnight that handle 25 at a time at the end of the docket. I really don't want to do that, but anyway. Just something in the offing that we might need to discuss. We will need to discuss. Proceed, Mr. Stagg.
Okay.
With the good news that you have.
That housekeeping out of the way. As you will see, this application is pretty old. Robert Buchanan did apply for this ground back in 2015. His initial request was to lease approximately 20 acres in the thoroughfare, which is a throughway in York County that connects to the York River. The application is protested by a local yacht club that's nearby. So here's a map of the area with a topo map. Again, this is the thoroughfare area going out to the York River. This is Back Creek. The yacht club protestants have their facility up the creek. The Buchanan application is actually just smaller. It doesn't have a number in it because I zoomed out too far, so it didn't show up. This is the next application you hear after this, Mr. Hyatt. So the application is right here. Here's the same graphic overlaid on aerial photography. Again, the original application is just general configuration here. This is Seaford Scallop Company right here. There are large boats that go in and out of the creek. There is a boat ramp, public boat ramp up Back Creek. So there's a lot of boating activity that goes in and out of this creek. There is a channel here, which I'll discuss in a moment. But pretty good sized vessels also come to this dock and offload. We did receive a protest from the Seaford Yacht Club with concerns about leasing any of this area in the thoroughfare due to the fact that they do a lot of sailing events and training of younger people, the small sailboats, and this is an area that they use quite a bit. Come out of the creek and do training, tacking activities. As I said, there's also a lot of boating activity from the boat ramp, and you have some larger style boats that go in and out to the Scallop Company. We also did receive information from the Army Corps of Engineers that requested that we not lease the channel area going into Back Creek, as some shoaling has occurred in this area and it may need future dredging. Here's a little bigger view of the area. Again, here's the yacht club facility and the Back Creek Park. There's a boat ramp here. Again, the Scallop company here. The rest of the area is basically mostly residential. There are quite a few leases that have been in existence for quite some time in the thoroughfare general area, but this particular area has not been leased in the past. As noted in a lot of my previous presentation, the use of cages, floats, and nets for shellfish propagation has resulted in an increased public awareness of leasing of bottomlands and highlighted the necessity for a more comprehensive review of such release application requests. When these requests are in populated areas, they raise new issues regarding public trust lands that include user conflicts, property values, aesthetics, navigation impacts, and suitable bottom types. Stewardship of public trust lands, while weighing the public and private benefit versus the detriment, requires a multifaceted review of shellfish lease application requests. As you can see in this map, it has the charts, navigation depths on it. A small portion of this application as presented actually lies within the actual channel, as marked by channel markers. It's not a federal project channel dredge channel as of this time, but it is marked by U.S. Coast Guard day markers. And again, as I stated earlier, large vessels do traverse to the docks of Seaford Scallop Company at the mouth of the creek, and again, there's a public boat ramp and the yacht club that's protesting it, both within Back Creek that create quite a bit of traffic. And as also previously noted, the Corps of Engineers has requested that the channel itself not be leased. Staff does evaluate each application on a case-by-case basis. In this case, should the applicant deploy cages on this lease, which he would be able to do per our on-bottom lease regulation, placement of any such gear must comply with current VMRC regulations regarding navigation impacts. The applicant has indicated that they do plan to use cages on this lease if granted. Staff did adjust the area to remove the portion of the channel. So the final survey plat does remove the area, so the channel, this is an existing lease, can't do anything about. So the channel comes out here and goes through here and then out to the thoroughfare. So basically what we did is we cut off this little triangular area here that you saw in the original. These are the same day markers you're seeing on the plat. And that reduced it down from approximately 20 acres to 18.14 acres. While we do understand the concerns raised by the Yacht Club, the area requested is similar in nature and depth as the existing leases to the south and east. Again, you can see the depths on the chart here. These depths are pretty shallow in here. So these depths are somewhat similar. Of course, we're not going to lease that. We're going to come down this way where it stays shallower if you prove it. Placement of on-bottom cages in this area, again, will require adherence to the VMRC bottom regulation, and any placement of any cage that creates more than a minimal impact to navigation would require relocation and or removal. Therefore, after evaluating the issues raised by the protestants, and I think they'll probably want to express their concerns about it, staff does recommend approval of the modified area of 18.14 acres. Be happy to answer any questions if
can you put that other slide back up? I'd rather that. Thank you. Any questions by members of the commission for Mr. Stagg? Dr. Neal, first.
First of all, did you send that graduate student interview me about the oysters?
Did I send them to you?
Send her, yes.
I think I directly sent them, but they probably got your name because of your role in the Lynn Haven work.
Yeah, okay.
Is that on the
public
agenda?
Information. I'm sorry.
It was oyster cages. I was being studied by some PhD student for, I think, my lack of conflict resolution skills. you mentioned Mr. Stagg. to the top
you
part.
You might get up with him a little later, Dr. Neal. Let's get to this.
Is this good? Is that Goodwin Island above that?
Yeah.
Okay, and this green point, is any development on that? That's more of a marshy area.
No, I think it's, as you can see in that photo, that's this point right here.
Yeah.
It's not developed.
That's really what I was just orientating myself to that. I didn't think there were any homes right in that area. That was it. Thank you.
Mr. Tankard?
You mentioned that this area had not been leased in the past, correct?
Right. We did have a previous application from Mr. Hyatt, who you're going to hear next, for much of the same area. And I don't want to go too far into weeds on that one because we're going to talk about it in a minute. But no, this general area right here has not been leased, so, that I'm aware of in the past.
Okay. And so we didn't lease it because it was not productive, or we felt it was too close to the channel. Do you have any perspective on that?
Lots of protests, and he applied for a larger area than what he's applying for now, closer to the shore, further to the north as well. And there was a myriad of reasons. We recommended approval of a smaller area at that point, staff.
Okay.
But the commission did not approve it. There was age concerns in that one, navigation concerns. This one was not quite ready to be heard at that point, but the Buchanan one. But we received it in the same general time frame as the first Hyatt application. And I want to hear them both today because they're right here together.
Right.
But I think the bottom is suitable, probably, and it's the shallower areas could support cage aquaculture.
Okay.
The conundrum here really is there enough user conflict here that the commission might not want to, you know, approve this? There is a lot of, we can see there's a lot of boating activity here, and hopefully the yacht club's here and can explain their position, but my understanding is that there's a lot of small sailboats that use this area because it's shallow, so if they do get into trouble, they're in deep water.
Right.
But there also may be a lot of inexperienced people in those boats,
right,
and that adds another layer of potential conflict.
Thank you.
Mr. France?
Yes, these other leases productive, and do you know if they have cages on them or?
Don't think any of this to the south. There are some leases off the screen here if I go to the larger.
I would just be concerned about the ones
to the
in
north,
your picture.
That's where Greg Garrett lives, and there were some cages and stuff up there. Mm-hmm. I'm not aware of anyone on these leases that has cage aquaculture, but I can't say for certain that they don't. And I have no information about productivity on it.
Right. Mr. Ballard?
That answered my question.
Okay. Further questions? 2 feet at the far end, and these could be used cages.
I'm sorry.
I said that's 2 feet measured.
That's depths that are on there. I mean, it varies quite a bit. There's 2 feet at the east end, and there's 4 and 5, and there's that little slough in the middle that's deeper, where you see the 6 and a half. So.
Okay. Any further questions of staff? Thank you. Is there anyone here in support of this project, the applicant? Could you come forward, sir? Could you come forward, sir? Do you wish to speak? Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give would be the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth, self of God. You can state your name for the record, please.
Robert Buchanan.
Okay.
Obviously, we want to keep them out of the navigable waters. That's how we first sketched out the leased area. And we got the good hand corners to keep it out of the channel there. Not seen anyone else have put cages out anywhere else down there. But from my probing the area there, I'm convinced that there's suitable places. We started this a few years ago.
When you say we, who is we?
My wife and I.
Okay.
I started this in 2015. We started growing oysters. We've been using other folks, shared other folks' lease property to get us started, waiting for the application to be considered and approved here. We've got several hundred thousand oysters ready to be put in cages, ready to be put down in the area here. There are a lot of stumps and cinder blocks, other trash in this area that are higher than the 12-inch criteria for the bottom cages. You walk the area in the shallower areas and trip over stumps, things like that.
So you're asserting that the stumps and those other items would preclude navigation anyway. Is that the point you're making?
If we're talking about small
day sailors,
or tractable,
sunfish type things, yeah.
You know, they only draw craft less than a foot of water anyway. I'm not a sailor, but when I get my pilot's license, what they, the instructor would do is first couple of times, he took you out from the airport out to an area designated for training until he felt you were comfortable handling the aircraft. That's when he allowed you to come back following airways and, you know, getting back to the airport by themselves. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a nice wide channel around there. It's not steep on either side. You know, the contour is gradually shallow. So, you know, there's plenty of area for boats. I boat through there constantly.
Where are you growing your several hundred thousand oysters right now?
Well, like I said, acquaintances, there's some leased property up by the north end of the thoroughfare that we're using there, and another section out on the east side of Goodman Island.
Okay. Any questions of the gentleman? Mr. Tankard?
Yes, sir. So, Mr. Buchanan, you say you've just begun this in 2015.
Yes.
All right. And this will be, is this similar to the area in which you are now? You said it's in the thoroughfare. This looks a bit exposed.
Actually, I think there's a little terrain or the bottom there is a little more stable than where I am now by the thoroughfare, now through the thoroughfare, and the sands are shifting there quite a bit. These look a lot more stable.
Okay.
Then I guess another point too, and I'm sure you guys are aware, you know, that the cages are built with legs on the bottom, you know, to keep them up off the sand and stuff, but they invariably sink down into the sand and get stuck there. So they're, you know, you say 12 inches, it's really 10 inches or so that the cages stick.
Further questions?
One question, boy.
Yes, sir, Mr. France.
Yes, Mr. Buchanan, I mean, I know you have the option with this oyster ground lease if you get it, but you're not. Are you planning on using any floating cages?
No. Yeah, it's wave activity too much.
Okay. Any further questions? Thank you, Mr. Buchanan. Anyone else in support of this project wishes to be heard? Is anyone here in opposition to the project that wishes to be heard? Okay, gentlemen, both of you come forward, please. But if both are going to speak, if both will come forward, are both of you going to speak? Thank you. Save just a little bit of time. Good morning, gentlemen. Would you raise your right hand? You solemnly swear the testimony you'll give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God. Thanks. Who's going to go first? Sir. Could you state your name for the record, please, sir?
My name's Malcolm Burgess. I live at 109 Whispering Way, Oklahoma.
Nice to have you here, Mr. Burgess. Go ahead.
I'd like to read my comments, and also have a couple of responses to what I've heard so far here.
Yes, sir.
My name is Malcolm Burgess. I'm here to speak on behalf of the 250 or so members of the Seaford Yacht Club, and also on behalf of the operators, the public, that operates out of the public land in Back Creek. We'd like to request that BMRC not approve and the Hyatt applications we'll talk to you later for oyster bed leases in the thoroughfare in Clatson Creek of York County. The Seaford Yacht Club and I as an individual fully support, and we are in full agreement with the efforts underway within the region to restore the health of the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries. And we fully understand and agree with how the oyster farming can contribute to these efforts. We fully support that. We do not agree, however, that the VMRC approval of Buchanan and the Hyatt applications for oyster bed leases within the thoroughfare in Claxton Creek would be fair to the many citizens of this community who use these waterways day in and day out throughout the year. The thoroughfare and the Claxton Creek there's the area there where you see about a 6.5 foot indentation into the proposed area. They're heavily used waterways, waterways that are used by hundreds of boaters operating out of the Back Creek public landings, boaters operating from property owned by citizens along Back Creek and along the thoroughfare, and members operating out of the Seaford Yacht Club. We operate powerboats as well as sailboats. The powerboats and the sailboats often cut through that area where you see the 5 and 4 foot limitations of mean level water. The only area we do not use is where you see about a 2 foot mean level water level. Where you see the indentation at 6.5 feet, we use that area heavily for a lot of operations and activities. We like to anchor in there. We spend a lot of training in there. Our powerboats cut across that corner. Our powerboats often do not follow the channel. The channel is deep enough for the sailboats, but sailboats will use the channel. The powerboats and the small boats will not use that channel. They'll cut across that corner. The boaters that operate through the thoroughfare waterway and Claxton Creek are not using just the marked channel from Back Creek to the Chesapeake Bay and the unmarked channel, which goes to the north up through the thoroughfare to the York River. According to BMRC, oyster farmers can choose to use cages, as we've heard. They can also use the floating cages, which we've heard would not be used in this case, and I presume that would be written into the agreement. Both methods require markers of the areas containing cages, markers that would further interfere with the use of the waterway. The current BMRC regulations require only that perimeters of the oyster bed be marked. Boaters have no way of knowing where the cages are within those markers, and we would be operating within that area. The BMRC regulations say in one place that the cages and markers must have minimal impact on navigation of the waterway. Minimal impact. Doesn't say no impact. They also say in another place that the markers and cages should not interfere with navigation of the waterway, so we understand that. We all know just how well that works with the pots that operate out there as well, the crabbers. If you operate in and out of the Pecos River and the tributaries, you'll see pots everywhere, even though the regulation reads in similar fashion that they will not be operated or placed in the channels that are used for navigation. In addition to the operation of our members' 75 or so hundred boats in and out of the Seaford Yacht Club docks, we operate a small sailing boat program for the members and for the community. We also support the York County High School Sailing Association, which uses our small boats in training and competition throughout the Back Creek, the thoroughfare, and the Claxton Creek waterways. Because of the shallow nature of the waters in much of the thoroughfare in Claxton Creek, it would be impossible to conduct these highly popular sailing activities if oyster cages of any size were to be placed in these waters, which is, of course, the obvious intent of the application. We also know that property owners and boaters along Back Creek and the Dandy area are largely unaware of applications such as these of Buchanan and Hyatt to use the thoroughfare in Claxton Creek waterways for commercial oyster farming, and that these property owners and boaters would be alarmed if they were aware of the process. The Seaford Yacht Club learned of these and other applications only by word of mouth. We strongly encourage BMRC to significantly widen its notification process to better alert citizens to the proposed use of public waterways for the commercial purposes. In conclusion, I and the members of the Seaford Yacht Club vehemently oppose the BMRC approval of Buchanan and Hyatt applications to use public waterways for oyster bed farming. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any questions of the gentleman?
Yes, sir.
Question by Mr. Tankard for you. Could you come to the podium, please, sir?
You mentioned sailing competitions. Where do you set up your course? Is it in this zone, or is it?
We'll set it up depending on the weather, depending on the skill levels of the sailors, either in Back Creek or out in the waterway, the thoroughfare.
And so, follow-up question, sir?
Yes, sir.
And so, in this zone, what would that look like? Could you just kind of point, give us some sense of, there's a pointer on the computer there.
We would either set up in some of the wider areas of Back Creek or in the areas of the thoroughfare outside the channel. We would not run a course at Suez Channel, mm-hmm. nor would we work where there's opportunity for a sailor to run aground.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't be operating a competitive process in this area because of the proximity to shallow ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say we wouldn't be working across in route to one of the other areas that we do set up.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We also set up competition out in the bay mm-hmm. past this point, and our sailors regularly operate either through the channel if they have a deep draft or across this area if they are of a shallow draft.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thanks. Yes, sir. You've been previously sworn. Can you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Helmut Walter. I live in 119 Larchwood Road in Yorktown. I'm here to oppose the lease application by Mr. Buchanan in the thoroughfare and any future applications in the thoroughfare in Bat Creek. I think I'm here mainly to speak from the point of view of boaters who launch from the Bat Creek Park. These boaters have no idea that this lease process is ongoing and thus don't have an opportunity to come here and comment.
Can I ask you a question? That's the second time I've heard this. How would you suggest, keeping in mind the cost involved in publishing these matters, which we do publish according to law, how did you hear about this?
Word of mouth. One of the people that lives on Bat Creek, longtime voter, and heard it through a contact he had in the marine seafood industry, and he tipped the yacht club off. I'm a member of the yacht club also, but I launched my boat at Bat Creek Park. One way you could do that is put a big sign at both launch ramps. You know, whenever any other municipality does something that'll affect the adjacent property owner, they'll put a big red sign, zoning ordinance or whatever's going on. So that would be one way.
Okay.
That's about all I can say.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Here's another way. Unbelievably, waterfront property owners proximate to these proposed leases are not notified of what's proposed in their front yards. You could mail all the property owners on around the thoroughfare and on Back Creek. That would probably be 60, 70 addresses you'd have to contact. These people have no idea this is going on. They're going to have a commercial operation set up in their front yard. I've been on Back Creek in the thoroughfare a lot, especially since I retired some years ago. The boating population has changed significantly over the years. What once was mainly fishing rigs headed out the river or the bay has changed to include all manner of one-person craft and lots of them. The stand-up paddleboard wasn't invented when I started coming to the creek 25 years ago. Now they're a common sight. Traditional kayaks, fishing kayaks, pedal kayaks, windsurfers, jet skis, towed tubes by jet skis or small craft are all common on the Back Creek and thoroughfare. These one-person craft rarely venture beyond the thoroughfare and do not head down the creek or the channel. Rather, they meander all over the creek and all over the thoroughfare to enjoy the beauty of the area in the semi-protected waters. I can't give you an accurate count, but I'm on this creek a lot, and I've never been there. I haven't seen one of these small boaters. So I'm going to guess that the visits number and the amount of thousands over the course of the year. I don't think the oyster aquaculture, cages, however they do it, and all these small boaters are going to be a good mix. Boaters like myself with a 22-foot power boat don't want to have to worry about getting snagged on an oyster cage when we stray or intentionally go outside the marked channels. I want to emphasize that intentionally. I stay in the channel most of the time, but I'd never go out there and get passed by a boat that's not outside the channel, another power boat. Usually past the no wake signs at full throttle, which means their motor's down 3 feet. The beginning lease was mostly over marked channel. I see they've modified that. And that raises the question, why would we even consider issuing a lease over a marked channel, which has been done in the past? The old channel in the sandbox, which is basically the thoroughfare, is no longer marked by the Coast Guard, so that raised the question, what's going to happen when somebody applies for a lease in that area? The piles are still there. Some of the piles are still there. The channel is used as much now as it was when the day marks were all still there. The Coast Guard took them out 2 years ago, I believe. So that's an issue that you're all going to have to deal with. Here is a channel that's used by all these boaters, and then it's going to be could be subject to a lease. From what I've been able to figure out about the lease ground marking, your requirements seem to be more designed to mark one lease from another. It has very little impact on warning boaters. So a 2 foot, 2 inch PVC pipe set 2 foot fields apart, which is one of your requirements, that won't do anything to warn somebody with the eye height of a kayak or a jet ski skier. Like I said earlier, many of the traditional fishing craft quickly stray out of the channel, often by design. If channel markers can't keep them in the channel, an occasional PVC pipe won't do anything. This is not a good mix in the shallow waters of the thoroughfare and back creek. All these boaters are taxpayers of some sort, and many pay boat registration fees and boat taxes. Many pay for fishing licenses. These folks have a right to enjoy these beautiful waters unencumbered by a commercial enterprise. I'm certainly not against oyster aquaculture, and I well understand the commercial and ecological value to the bay. I do think not every acre of water in our estuaries should turn into a commercial operation. And when you look around, you see a lot of these waters that are the backyards of people being leased to a commercial operation. And I especially think this shouldn't be done in a known area of extremely high boater activity fed by a public boat ramp. Looking around at the amount of area you already have leased, it seems there are enough grounds already committed for possible aquaculture. I don't think any of these grounds below the Buchanan, south of the Buchanan lease, are active right now. In a recent talk by Mr. Mike Osterling, president of the Shellfish Growers of Virginia Association, he stated oyster growers currently have more than enough capacity to meet their demands. This fact, coupled with the many leases in place not yet developed, begs the question, why are we leasing more of these pristine waters that are enjoyed by so many of the public boaters? If there is an actual need for more lease ground in the future, use some of the delineated public grounds not in boating areas. I urge you to disapprove all the lease applications for the thoroughfare and Back Creek area. I request you designate all unleased grounds in the thoroughfare and Back Creek as public grounds or other designation to make them off limits to commercial aquaculture. I also request you take a good close look at the lease ground marking requirements and approve them substantially to better alert voters. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, Mr. Tankard?
Yes, sir. You mentioned that you sort of represented the Back Creek boat ramp people.
I'm speaking on behalf of them because they have no voice, and I'm one of them.
Okay. Yes, sir. So I have a follow-up question. On a typical weekend, how many people are launching out of there?
A lot. Depends on what fish are in and the weather, of course. I'm going to say there's at least 50 boat trailers in there on a real busy day. People come with their kayaks day in and day out and launch, and jet skis come quite frequently. So there's just a lot of people.
Yes, sir. I'm just looking for some quantification of that is all.
Yeah.
Further questions, Mr. Ballard?
Do you agree with the depth shown on the chart here? Does it range from about 2 feet to 5 feet in that area?
Yeah, I have no reason to doubt the NOAA maps, NOAA charts. I would just second what Mr. Burgess stated, and what I stated before is those day marks don't mean a whole lot to John Q. Boater that's in a hurry to get out, put his line in the water. They cut across all those points. Another thing that on this lease application that goes down across Green Point, that lease, that I don't think there's anything going on there. It's not being developed, not been developed yet. But you see that little yellow point of land? That's start of Bay Tree Beach. There are 50 to 100 people there on a pretty summer day, run their boat up on the beach, spend the day frolicking in the water. When those oyster cages in there, all that's going to be gone.
Further questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else in opposition to the project? Yes, sir. Would you raise your right hand? Solemnly swear a testimony you'd be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Would you please state your name for the record, sir?
Commissioner Bowman, I'm David O'Brien, a citizen of York County, a user of Back Creek, a user of the thoroughfare. I just want to reiterate some things that both Mr. Burgess and Mr. Walter said in regards to notification. Had I not gone online, downloaded the agenda for this month, in my official capacity with NOAA Fisheries, I would not have known about these two applications. So I would just simply recommend going forward, there needs to be a better notification process.
Well, Dave, that we've been really, really thinking about that. The issue is how much money to the taxpayers of the Commonwealth of Virginia when they go to post these notices, because they are very expensive. And I'm just saying that for the record. I'm not saying that that's right, wrong, or indifferent, but we do have limited funds here, and that's one of the reasons that we don't take out an ad at the back page of the Times-Dispatch or
absolutely
things like that.
I fully understand that, but with a county-operated boat ramp on Back Creek, it would probably be very simple to post the notice, giving the folks that use that ramp ample time to attend a commission meeting like this if they so choose.
Thanks for your suggestion, Dave. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. First, let me say that I fully support aquaculture, shellfish aquaculture in the Commonwealth, and I'm not here to begrudge Mr. Buchanan an opportunity to make a living, but I did want to point out that there are some resource issues. I think there are some user conflicts that haven't been discussed this morning that I want to bring to the Commission's attention. So I think the first thing to note is that right at that northwest tip of Green Point, there is a private duck blind. And for all I know, Mr. Buchanan may hold the lease for that duck blind. I don't know. But it's used throughout the season. My sons and I fish off of Goodwin Island. The Chesapeake Bay National Estuarine Research Reserve operates a lottery for the eight duck blinds that they have constructed on the island. They allow folks to hunt within 500 yards of their permanent blinds out of floating blinds. So you'd be in your boat with your spread and hunting right there in vicinity of Goodwin Island. So as far as those leases that are to the south of Mr. Buchanan's proposed lease, to my knowledge, those leases aren't worth. The sediment there is far too fine and silty to support on-bottom culture. I'd also reiterate Mr. Walter's comment about Bay Tree being a very popular spot during the summertime for recreational boaters who will raft up and wade ashore and spend the day on that beach. You know, I operate a 19-foot Carolina skiff, very shallow water draft boat. There's no need for me to maintain, my way through those channel markers, and often will be outside the channel. Any sort of obstructions on bottom, like cages, certainly would preclude my use of the waterway as I currently operate. I would say that I'm unaware of submerged aquatic vegetation in the vicinity of this lease, though the thoroughfare does support a considerable amount of SAV, specifically closer to Goodwin Island. I can't speak to the area northwest of this current application that Mr. Hyatt has proposed, but I'm assuming that Mr. Stagg has looked into that. But that's one of the reasons it's such a good area for waterfowl hunting, because those birds are in there for the SAV. There's a lot of folks that use this area during the summertime. There's a lot of tubing that goes on, folks pulling their kids on a raft, all up and down the thoroughfare. And cages are likely going to preclude the existing use of the waterway as well. So I think I've probably covered most of the things I wanted to get to. Again, I just think there are some significant existing use conflicts with this lease, as well as other leases on the agenda today, and just wanted to make the commission aware of those. Best of my ability.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. Any questions of Mr. O'Brien? Mr. Tankard?
Goodwin Island. I'm sorry. I don't know if I understand where that is in relation to the lease right now.
Commissioner Tankard, it's immediately north on the... So in that aerial, Mr. Sadkin pointed out to you.
Okay.
That's Goodwin Island, and that is part of the National Estuarine Research Reserve. So the folks at VIMS, CB NEARS, operates the island as kind of a laboratory, and they're doing quite a bit of work out there on sea level rise, inundation of marshes. Dr. Willie Ray runs that program up at VIMS. But as I said, they also operate this lottery system for Virginia waterfowl hunters during the fall and winter.
Thank you.
There's probably 25 to 30 folks that get authorized to hunt within 500 yards of those fixed blinds.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. O'Brien.
Yes, thank you.
Anyone else in opposition to the project? Mr. Buchanan, you have 5 minutes to rebut if you'd like to add or take anything from it or whatever you'd like to do as far as speaking to it.
Well, I think you heard from folks in the yacht club that if I could go to that other slide. Most of their activity is up in this area anyway. They seldom, plan an activity down in the area of the lease application. Inadvertent trouble with a boat or errant navigation, you're just likely to run into a stump at the cage in that area. All the cages, you know, the line of cages are all marked, folks should be aware that they're on the bottom. Bigger boats, you know, take their chances when they venture outside of the channel. I kayak myself quite a bit. I live on Baytree Beach Road, just around the corner down here, so I know I've been up at the rafting place myself several times. In my kayak, I can't get up to speed if I ran into a cage or a stump, it's not going to do much damage to the kayak.
Okay. Any further questions? Mr. Tankard has a question for you, Mr.
Buchanan.
Mr. Buchanan? Commissioner Tankard has a question for you, please.
Again, you mentioned that you started this in 2015. Is this your main source of income for your...
No, sir. It's, I'm retired, work part-time, and this is the other half of my part-time.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Staggs, you have a comment?
I would like to clarify a couple things about the notice.
Please.
So, in your absence, when you were commissioner... the law was changed about the notice. I think most of the commissioners know it, but I'm going to go on record so people in the audience can hear it too. The previous, when this application was submitted, the notification requirements, which are in the code, required that it be advertised once a week, 4 weeks in the local newspaper, which was done. It be posted at 2 public places in the vicinity of the ground. Now, I can't tell you whether this was posted at the boat ramp. Sometimes law enforcement would tell us exactly where they posted it, and other times we just relied on them to post it somewhere in a public location.
I don't have that for this particular application. I don't know where they posted it. But it was posted in two places and at the courthouse. Now, I understand people don't go to the courthouse and look for the notice, but it was advertised. At that time, we did not notify landowners, no matter how close they were to the application. That was not required by the code. The law was changed, and a little bit after this application was received, and now it runs once a week for 2 weeks in the newspaper. It's not posted in a public location anymore or at the courthouse. It is on our website. All applications are now on our website. Stay there until they're completed with a map. And since this application, now we do notify landowners if they're within 200 feet of the application. So if the application comes within 200 feet of the shore, we notify the landowners by certified mail. And the applicant has to pay that cost. So notification is still not perfect. We certainly, on this application, we still wouldn't have notified anyone in Back Creek because it's outside the mouth of Back Creek. We also currently notify the adjacent leaseholders as well, which we didn't used to do. And that's required. All those things are required by the code. So just to clarify.
So the bottom line is you don't arbitrarily decide who gets notified, when they get notified, and where they get notified. It is an artifact of the code of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Absolutely. We do exactly what the General Assembly directed us to do.
And the General Assembly is comprised of local delegates and local senators who are the representatives of the people, correct?
Right.
Enough said.
The second issue is cages and marking. I know one of the protesters. So if you're actively working a lease, you are supposed to have the lease marked, which means marking the corners. If you're dredging the lease, you're supposed to have at least two placards up that have the initials of the leaseholder on them. That's more for law enforcement's verification, so they know whose lease is whose. If you're doing intensive, what we consider intensive aquaculture, which is cages, then there are some additional marking requirements. You need to either mark the lease corners, or you can mark the intensive area where you're actually doing the cage aquaculture inside of the lease, which again requires just marking the corners of the area where the structures are. That regulation also requires a minimum of two placards be posted in at least two different facing directions. And it's a minimum of two. You can place more than two. You can place four. You can place eight. You can place as many as you want that say aquaculture structures or some similar language to warn the boating public that where you see this stake, somewhere nearby, there are underwater obstructions. Again, it's still not perfect. We understand that, but that regulation was modified to try to address the user conflict issue and notification of the voting public. So that is the current law, and if this is approved, all the current laws would apply. This was done under the old notification system, not the new one. I don't think it would have mattered. The people in Back Creek still wouldn't have necessarily known about it. They wouldn't have been notified specifically. But we're constrained by what the code tells us to do.
One comment was made that some leases actually go into navigable channels. Is that correct?
The short answer is yes. We have leases that go back 100 years that have been transferred or kept in a family. There's a poster child one I always bring up when this is asked. In the Pagan River, there's a corner right in the middle of a federal project channel. But it predates the federal project channel. The lease is older than the channel. And we have issues every year when they want to stake it, and they want to put a stake in the middle of the channel because they have to mark the lease. We can authorize an alternate marking of any lease so that it doesn't create a navigation conflict. In smaller water bodies where there are channels, okay, just natural channels or maybe marked channels, but they're not federal project dredge channels, or maybe the people that live on the creek have marked the channel in some way, we have leased all the way across the channel. We do attempt to not set corners in the channel that will interfere with navigation. But oysters will grow in creeks even in the channel, and they can be dredged by a dredge boat with a minimal impact to navigation on a day-to-day basis. So if you look at our maps, you will definitely see a lot of leases in areas where there is a channel. I put that in quotation marks. But we do try to avoid those conflicts when we are surveying new leases. And the last item, which is related to that a little bit, is the Goodwin Island. We are aware of the Estrin Sanctuary area. We would not lease. There was a comment about leasing out the thoroughfare here towards the York River. We would not support a recommendation to lease. We can't deny someone applying. Anything on the north side of that thoroughfare channel that you see the tip of there towards Goodwin Island, because they do have sort of a buffer around that as that restricts hunting and what's allowed through the agreement. So we are aware of that, and we staff would not support leasing that area. We would discourage anyone that came in to even apply for anything on that side of the channel.
All right. Thank you. Any further questions and response? All right. Thank you, sir. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Can you put the other slide back up again, if you would, please, the depth slide?
Sure.
Please. Thank you.
Again, of course, we're not proposing to lease, you know, this area down here. The plat shows a cutoff this way.
Correct. Discussion and action. Dr. Neal.
It sounds an awful lot like the Menhaven River stuff. I live in Seaford. As a kid, my dad had a boat at Mills Marina, right? And I think we were actually a member of the Seaford Yacht Club at one time. And so I this area is real familiar. As a younger kid, we're on the York River, and I'd run that thoroughfare all the time. And so it is a well-used area. Ed's question about the boat ramp is a very nice boat ramp. One of my summertime jobs as a kid was at Back Creek Park. I worked there several summers. Double wide, aggregate stone boat ramps, and it's very popular. This is more not in my backyard kind of stuff. Everybody wants oysters. Everybody wants oyster agriculture, just not here. That particular area is heavily traveled. The channel is actually pretty nice. I mean, the scout boats running out of there, and they're deep draft boats. I expect the cage agriculture would work. I expect it would be a good area for that. But there is a lot of boat traffic in that area. But on top of, I guess on the other hand, I can argue other things too. These cages, I can't see them being any more of a navigation hazard than the crab pots. The actual crab pots stick up higher in the water than these cages. Cages are 12 inches. Crab pots are, 2.5 feet or something like that. And there are plenty of crab pots. That's your local color. And
like Bill Pruitt used to say, I feel very strongly on both sides of it.
Yes, I can argue both sides of that. Yeah. You know, this particular area outside the channel, I think, you know, it would be a good area for cage agriculture. I think he'd be successful there. But the protestants, what they're saying is true. I mean, everything they're saying, I've heard these arguments every single time we've had these type of things.
No.
This one doesn't raise my concern as much as some others, as far as navigation, I guess is what I'm saying.
Mr. Ballard?
I agree with the commissioner's sentiments on that this is a tough case and can argue both sides of it. All the speakers made good points. I think this one is very tough. I will say that I view the protests a little more valid on this case than some of the others, because they're not concerns of view shed, and it's not single property owners, but it is a resource that the entire area and citizens of the Commonwealth are accessing through public boat ramps. And public lands and beaches, and not just simply a few homeowners that don't want to see it in their backyard. That being said, it does look like we have a lot of leases issues that are in far worse areas. I'm having a tough time with this one.
Mr. Tanker?
I concur with that. I just note some numbers. 250 members of the yacht club. He said that oftentimes they'll have 75 to 100 boats coming out of there. They do sailing and training competitions. You know, you can't oftentimes plot a straight line like you can with a Carolina skiff. You've got to tack and use the wind to navigate. So it's not a straight line science, sailing. And then noting that at Back Creek Boat Ramp, there were 50 boats on a big weekend. And then you add on the testimony of the duck hunting that's further out, but probably I'm guessing those folks are coming out of Back Creek Boat Ramp to hunt in early morning and late evening, like duck hunters do. I just see a lot of activity and a lot of big numbers for an application that's going to support a part-time aquaculture operation. And I, as a business guy, I sympathize with the man's desire to make a living. However, there's a lot of people using something called the thoroughfare. and we've got an application in the thoroughfare, so I see it. It kind of, they don't go together that well, I don't think. That's my takeaway from looking at listening to the testimony and looking at the NOAA chart here.
Further comment? That is for the commission. Mr. Ballard.
I move to deny the application for all of the reasons and discussions stated.
Is there a second?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Ballard, seconded by Mr. Tanker to deny the application. Further discussion? I could reiterate exactly what the gentleman has said before, but it would just take up time. But I do agree for those reasons that I will be voting against it as well. I just think it's just too much going on, and it's almost as if it's just been dropped right in the middle of a high-density, high-activity area. No, I'm not impugning staff, because staff takes the application and does due diligence, but I just don't feel this is a good place. However, to make a comment, that this is exactly the issues that we're confronted with through the work group that the Secretary of Natural Resources has convened. We're working toward, with, of course, the direction and support of the governor of the Commonwealth. The governor is very interested in these type of situations. I know so because he's told me, not specifically at this location, but other locations in the Commonwealth. So we're working toward developing some type of criteria that would provide some type of guidance as to what is right and what is wrong in these locations. It's a work group that's convened by a number of members of the General Assembly, members of the industry, members of waterfront property owners, marine contractors. It's a very, very diverse, members of the Attorney General's office, a diverse group to try to get this thing right. And this is exactly a very good test case to throw out there, and really honestly, when we talk about it, as to what's right and what's wrong. I just have some concern. When I see 2 feet of water there, and Dr. Neal's right about the crab pot. Yeah, they do stick up higher, but crab pots normally with buoys and things like that. I just worry that this is just a not the proper location for this. So, motion made and second. Further discussion? Yes, sir, Mr. Ballard. Further discussion on the motion, to the motion.
On the motion, no. We can vote on that.
Okay. Yeah. All in favor of the motion to deny, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Comment, Mr. Ballard?
I would just add to your comment that through this whole discussion process, I found it unfortunate that we see that whole orange leased area, and here we have someone trying to make a business, and we're talking about that entire area that seems non-productive, and that there's no testimony to that being used at all. And what this gentleman's trying to do could take up about, you know, a half of 1% of that entire geographic area.
I think I did hear Dave O'Brien mentioned the comment, made a comment about the substrate there not being beneficial to productivity. I did pick that up, unless I was mistaken.
Right. There could be other forms of grow out, whether floating cages or on bottom culture.
Yep. All right. Thanks, sir.